nothing but power hits. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A prominent legal expert says the newly enacted constitutional amendments will significantly transform Zambia's governance and electoral landscape. 34,760 metric tons of copper cathode stolen in Pemba District. In international news, Morocco's tourism sector hits record highs. And in sports news, Chippa United goalkeeper Wali salutes Super Eagle squad after clean sheet at the ongoing AFCON 2025 tourney.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. A truck carrying 34,760 metric tons of copper cathodes was stolen by unknown criminals in Pemba District, Southern Province. Mr. Mono Namalongo, the Southern Province Police Commanding Officer, stated that the incident occurred on January 4, 2026, around 20 hours between Muzoka Trading Center and Nachiwanga area. Mr. Namalongo stated that the truck with registration number BCH2801ZM was traveling from Dola to the Kazungula border when it was stopped by approximately eight unknown people. A security officer on board was overpowered, but the driver fled and is still missing. He said the security officer was later dumped about 15 kilometers from Watoka Township and was able to report the incident to the police. Mr. Namalongo also stated that the truck was later discovered abandoned between Watoka area and Daniel Monkumbwe tollgate, but the copper cathodes were missing. He said the case of aggravated robbery has been opened and investigations are ongoing, and police have appealed to the public for information that may lead to the arrest of suspects or recovery of the stolen copper. In a separate development, political governance expert Mwila Bwanga is calling on government to move beyond political appointments and establish structured systems to ensure meaningful inclusion of women, youths and differently abled persons under the Zambia's proportional representation framework. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Bwanga said that while the Constitution recognizes the three key groups, women, youth and differently abled, through proportional representation, government has so far only focused on appointments without putting in place clear mechanisms to guide how the process should operate. He observed that many of the targeted groups are currently being spoken for rather than being directly involved in shaping the system meant to represent them. He proposed the creation of formal consortia for each category of women's consortium, a youth consortium, and a consortium for differently abled persons to actively participate in designing the criteria, processes, and safeguards for proportional representation. According to Mr. Wanga, these uncertainties undermine the security and effectiveness of the appointments, stressing that establishing their proposed consortia would ensure that affected groups directly contribute to policy decisions rather than having assumptions made on their behalf.
So for me, I propose that we establish consortiums for all these categories. Even the persons living with disability, let there be a consortium which then speaks to the safety and security on how we ensure that these people are well and perfectly represented. By doing so, these people will not be spoken for. You know, they will contribute their own voice. So that when government speaks, they will not speak, we think. They will say, having consulted persons living with disabilities, this is what we have established. Having consulted the youth from a symposium that we held or from a consortium that we established, this is what we have come out with. So for me, I feel that would definitely help out in one way or another.
Patriotic Front PF presidential candidate Clifford Monde says the Drug Enforcement Commission DC investigations into Archbishop of Lusaka Diocese Dr. Alex Banga motor vehicle alleged scandal are a clear demonstration of some schemes by the UPND-led government to prevent the Catholic Church from fulfilling its moral duty. Mr. Monde highlighted that summoning of the Archbishop and previous actions by the government and the UPND party are targeting the Catholic. The moves, he said, are dictatorial and have the potential to erode Zambia's democratic gains and turn state institutions into tools of political repression ahead of the 2026 elections. Mr. Monde is therefore calling on all meaningful Zambians to stand against the planned schemes aimed at shrinking civic space. He adds that as one of Africa's most powerful moral voices, the Catholic Church's criticism of governance blows has long irritated the ruling elite. He, however, underscored that silence in it risks separating millions and fracturing national unity. Mr. Monde records that how UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda branded Archbishop Banda the Lucifer of Zambia in 2023, the remarks that sparked outrage and legal action. Mr. Monde, former cabinet minister under the PF, further record how UPND senior officials ridiculed critical priests with a named member of parliament, calling the church criminal, and President Hichilema dismissing Father Anthony Talangeta's economic critics as joking.
This is no longer just a fight for Bishop Banda or the Catholic Church. It is a war every patriot must wage for the sole peace and prosperity of our nation. UPND Secretary General Honorable Batuke Imenda notoriously branded Archbishop Banda the Lucifer of Zambia in 2023, sparking outrage and legal action. Ruling party leaders have repeatedly derided the critical priests, with one MP calling the church criminal and President Hichilema dismissing Father Anton Salangeta's economic critic as a joker. In 2024, October, armed police cordoned off Lusaka's Cathedral of the Child Jesus, barring Archbishop Banda and worshippers from a memorial mass for former President Michael Sata. Similar incursions targeted Bishop Clement Mlenga's office after hosting ex-president, late President Edgar Chagwalungu. We must all decree these moves as authoritarian overreach.
In another special development, a prominent legal expert says the recently enacted constitution amendment will significantly transform Zambia's governance and electoral landscape. Lawyer Kawanga Poniso believes that the new laws provide a long-awaited solution to the challenges of representation for marginalized groups. Speaking when he featured on Power to the People, the legal community has welcomed the implementation of new constitutional amendments, describing them as a vital step toward advancing the welfare of the general public. On the significance of these changes, lawyer Kawanga stated that the new law will now be integrated into the national legal system to drive electoral reforms. Mr. Kawanga highlighted that for a long time there have been concerns regarding inadequate representation in the country's governance. He noted that the amendments directly address these gaps, ensuring that previously marginalized groups are now brought on board. According to Mr. Kawanga, the move will not only increase participation in the electoral process, but also enhance constitutional compliance across the board. He further emphasized that the changes are a response to the cries of the Zambian people for a more inclusive and equitable governance system.
Now that it is law, we'll be able to apply the provisions in our system. We'll be able to apply the provisions of this amendment to advance the welfare of the general public. We'll be able to apply the provisions of these provisions to advance the good part the Zambian people have been crying for. So basically, it will be able to add value to electoral reforms, which now will see the increase. So the concerns which were there about, you know, inadequacy in terms of representation, that will die down now. So the marginalized groups now will be able to come on board, as earlier indicated. So the significance is that it will bring changes in our governance system. It will bring changes in constitutional compliance.
Mr. Kawanga has called on media houses in Zambia to prioritize accuracy and truthfulness when reporting on the law, emphasizing that a well-informed media is essential for a functioning democracy and for ensuring citizens to understand their legal rights and obligations. He has described the media as a critical pillar of governance that must act as a reliable bridge between the law and the public. He specifically pointed to the recent constitutional amendments, urging media practitioners to seek expert consultation whenever they find legal provisions difficult to understand. He noted that disseminating inaccurate information could mislead the public about the true provisions of the law.
So the media is quite a very important sector system in terms of governance. We have seen that if you have a porous media, a media that's not well informed, you are likely to have cited without information. The media in this case now, they need to give people accurate information. Where they do not understand some of the provisions of the many constitution, they need to consult so that as they disseminate